Welcome to English as a Second Language podcast number 436. Dealing with an angry client. This is English as a Second Language podcast number 436. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Our website is ESLPOD.com. Go there to download a learning guide, an 8 to 10 page guide we provide for all of our current episodes that includes all of the vocabulary words, definitions, new sample sentences, additional definitions, cultural notes, comprehension questions, and a complete transcript of everything we say on this episode. While you're on our website, you can also take a look at our ESL podcast store, which has some additional courses you may be interested in daily and business English. This episode is called Dealing with an Angry Client. It's a phone conversation between Shauna and Monty, and, well, let's just say they have some problems. Let's get started.
Hello, Shauna Davis.
Hello, Shauna. This is Monty Lofty at BMC. I need to talk to you about our ad that ran in your newspaper yesterday.
Sure, Monty. Was there a problem?
Yes, there certainly was a problem. Instead of the picture of our model, there was a picture of a dog.
That's awful. I wasn't aware of the substitution. On behalf of the newspaper, I sincerely apologize for the error.
I don't think you understand the magnitude of the problem. Our slogan is, "Look in the mirror, and this could be you." Now, do you get it? Our store is a laughingstock.
I can't tell you how sorry we are for this egregious mistake. We will certainly run a correction in tomorrow's paper, and we will run a corrected version of your ad. That's the least we can do. Is there anything else we can do to make amends for our mistake?
Yes, there is. I'd like the person responsible to be called on the mat for this.
Rest assured, we take this matter very seriously. We'll find out who is responsible, and heads will roll.
Good. That's what I wanted to hear. This conversation begins with Shauna saying, "Hello, Shauna Davis." Monty says, "Hello, Shauna. This is Monty Lofty at BMC, the name of his company. I need to talk to you about our ad that ran in your newspaper yesterday." The ad is the advertisement, the announcement for their company. We say something ran in the newspaper when we mean it was in the newspaper. It appeared in the newspaper. So Monty is calling Shauna, who works for the newspaper. Monty is a client of Shauna's, meaning that he is buying some sort of service or product from Shauna. Shauna says, "Sure, Monty, was there a problem?" Monty says, "Yes, there certainly was a problem. The use of the word certainly here means definitely, clearly, without any doubt. It's used to emphasize that, yes, there was a problem. Monty says, instead of the picture of our model, a man or a woman who is in the advertisement, there was a picture of a dog. Shauna says, that's awful. That's horrible. That's terrible. That's awful. I wasn't aware of the substitution. A substitution is when you replace one thing for another, when you use one thing in another thing's place. Shauna says, on behalf of the newspaper, I sincerely apologize for the error. The expression on behalf of means that you are representing that person or organization. You are doing it for them. On behalf of everyone at ESL Podcast, I thank you for listening. That means I'm representing, I'm speaking for everybody else on the podcast. Shauna says, on behalf of the newspaper, I sincerely apologize. Sincerely means honestly, openly, really. It's a formal term here that means that I honestly apologize. I am very sorry. Monty says, I don't think you understand the magnitude of the problem. Magnitude here just means the size or amount of something. So it's a large problem, is probably what Monty is saying here. Magnitude has a number of different meanings. Take a look at the learning guide for some additional explanations of that word. Monty says, our slogan, the slogan of the company, is look in the mirror and this could be you. A slogan is a short phrase that often appear in advertisements, usually trying to make people to buy something or perhaps to vote for someone in an election. Political candidates have slogans. Coca-Cola company had a slogan, it's the real thing. That was their advertising slogan to get people to buy Coca-Cola. Well, the slogan for Monty's company is look in the mirror and this could be you, meaning what you see in the mirror could be you. Monty says, now do you get it? Now do you fully understand what I am talking about? Our store is a laughingstock. Monty is saying that his store, his company, is now a laughingstock. The word laughingstock means someone has done something very silly or stupid, so everyone is laughing at him. You don't want to be the laughing stock, the person that everyone laughs at. And that's what Monty says has happened here. Shauna says, I can't tell you how sorry we are for this egregious mistake. I can't tell you is an expression that we use to show that you know this is a very big or important problem, and you are not able to express completely what you want to say because it is so big, because it is so serious. So she's trying to make Monty happier, trying to calm him down perhaps, by saying, I can't tell you how sorry we are for this egregious mistake. Egregious, E-G-R-E-G-I-O-U-S, means a very bad, obvious mistake or problem, something that you cannot possibly hide. Shauna says, "We will certainly run a correction in tomorrow's paper," meaning they will publish, they will print in the newspaper tomorrow a correction to the ad. "That's the least we can do," she says. The expression, "it's the least I can do," is a phrase used to show that you are very willing to do something, even though it is small or unimportant. So you go to a hotel, and the hotel does not have your reservation, even though you called that day to make one. And the hotel manager says, "I'm very sorry. The least I can do is give you a free dinner." It doesn't make up for the entire problem, but it's a small or smaller thing that you are saying that you will do. Shauna says, "Is there anything else we can do to make amends for our mistake?" The expression to make amends, A-M-E-N-D-S, means to do something to show that you are sorry for what mistake you have committed. Monty says, "Yes, there is. I'd like the person responsible to be called on the mat for this." To be called on the mat, M-A-T, means to be held responsible for something, to be punished for having done something wrong. Shauna says, "Rest assured," which is a formal expression that means, "Don't worry. We will take this matter very seriously. We'll find out who is responsible and heads will roll." This expression, "heads will roll," means that people who have done something wrong will lose their jobs, will be punished. Usually it means they will be fired. So if your boss says, "I'm going to find out who made this mistake and heads will roll, and you made the mistake," well, you might want to start looking for another job. Now let's listen to the dialogue, this time at a normal speed.
Hello, Sean Davis.
Hello, Shauna. This is Monty Lofty at BMC. I need to talk to you about our ad that ran in your newspaper yesterday.
Sure, Monty. Was there a problem?
Yes, there certainly was a problem. Instead of the picture of our model, there was a picture of a dog.
That's awful. I wasn't aware of the substitution. On behalf of the newspaper, I sincerely apologize for the error.
I don't think you understand the magnitude of the problem. Our slogan is, "Look in the mirror, and this could be you." Now do you get it? Our store is a laughingstock.
I can't tell you how sorry we are for this egregious mistake. We will certainly run a correction in tomorrow's paper, and we will run a corrected version of your ad. That's the least we can do. Is there anything else we can do to make amends for our mistake?
Yes, there is. I'd like the person responsible to be called on the mat for this.
Rest assured, we take this matter very seriously. We'll find out who is responsible, and heads will roll.
Good. That's what I wanted to hear. The script for this episode was written by a person who is certainly one of the best podcast script writers in the world, Dr. Lucy Say. From Los Angeles, California, on behalf of everyone at ESL Podcast, I thank you for listening and invite you to come back and listen next time on ESL Podcast. English as a Second Language Podcast is written and produced by Dr. Lucy Say, hosted by Dr. Jeff McQuillan. This podcast is copyright 2008.